My dearest Flo, just a line to tell you poor old Bert is killed. I feel awfully bad about it, we all do. Poor old Bert, I got just a field card from him last week saying he was all right. I have had a letter or card nearly every week he has been in France till this week. I got none from England at all. Poor Bert. I had looked down the list every night since he went in the trenches, hoping I'd never see his name there. But on Thursday night, when I opened the paper, the first name on the list that caught my eye was our poor old Bert among the killed. I stared at the thing for some minutes, trying to think it wasn't his number, though. I know it was, for I have written it down every week writing to him. Since he went away, I felt so bad I couldn't sleep that night, and it has brought my headache back as bad as ever again. I wrote to his mother, but I guess I felt nearly as bad as her. He was been with us for so long. Though she never see him at all. Poor thing, that's hard. Mr. Brown had a write-up in the honor roll for him last night, and Teddy so came over to see if it was really true. I did not see him. I was out when he came, but Dad was here, and they played cards, and I had a poor letter this morning from poor old Fred, and he said, "Oh, Ma, I have seen Bert's name in the casualty list, and I'm afraid it's him. It's his regiment number, but he says I hope it isn't. Write Ma and let me know," but I had already written to tell him. Everyone feels bad about poor old Bert. I don't think he had an enemy, do you? It must have been the first night he really was in that he got killed. I shall worry more than ever about Frank now. I've been feeling so bad the last few days. I had a feeling something was happening all the time. I guess I'll hear from his people as soon as there is time to get a letter here. I hope he didn't suffer, poor chap. The last thing he said to me when he left on the Tuesday night was he hoped if they killed him, they would do it quick. Do you get my letters, dear? I write to you every week, but I think I'll leave off this time as I can't deter my mind to writing today. My head is so bad. So goodbye, dear. Heaps of love. Your loving mother.